Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Bob, let's go back out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we bring in our friend, Paul Steigerwald. And Paul, we opened today with sad news. I think a friend of all of ours, and I know that you knew Steve Rich pretty well, passes away at age 64, tragically, from a heart attack while he was playing golf, I think, over the weekend. Just your thoughts, your time with Steve. I know he was one of the very few who was, you know, among the inner circle with Mario. He was a very influential sports figure in this town. And just to generally, you know, my interactions with him told me just a genuinely good guy.
Boy, is that ever a perfect description. A genuinely good guy. I mean, he was just one of the really good guys I've encountered in my time with the Penguins going back to 1980. I felt like I had a special affinity with Steve just because he grew up with some younger brothers of buddies of mine, you know, in a neighborhood close to where I grew up. So there was kind of a similar personality trait that he had with some of the other people that I was friends with over the years. And he kind of took on some of those personality traits, I think, from hanging around his buddies when he was younger. And so he had that really easygoing Pittsburgh kind of personality. There were no airs about him whatsoever. None. I mean, he would never talk down to anybody or treat you as if he was better than you or whatever. And, you know, that was one thing I really appreciated about Steve, is that he always had time for you, and he welcomed your opinions on things, and he was happy to share information and his opinions. And then the other thing about him was he's just a great guy. I mean, he was a great dad, a really good husband, just a solid citizen. And what was cool about Steve is that, you know, he got lucky when his uncle was a super agent and he wanted to be in law. And so he was able to jump right into that same business. But his uncle was a much different personality. He was really kind of sometimes off-putting, you know. He was bombastic and very opinionated and a completely different kind of personality than Steve. But Steve was kind of like Tom Rich's better angel. And I think Mario really relied on Steve for advice. Like, he was incredibly loyal to Mario, and Mario was very loyal to him. And those two really took time to really kind of flesh out things during Mario's time when he was looking, you know, for help as a player, and Steve being an agent, and also throughout Mario's bankruptcy proceedings, he was a big part of that. So his advice was really well taken, and deservedly so, because he had that knack, you know, that intuitive kind of knack for a lawyer and an agent to make the right call on things. And so there was a lot to like about Steve Rich, but I think the thing that I liked most about him was that he was just a regular guy from the Scott Township area, went to Chartiers Valley High School, and never lost that element of his personality. and also became an extremely successful and respected lawyer and agent.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that, Paul. He was one of those guys always, it didn't matter what he was doing, he always made time for people. You know, I remember having really good talks to him about just everything sports related, and he would always talk about Tom and some of the stories that Tom had to deal with some of his high profile clients that he had. So it's going to be missed. Just a tremendous person. And I always hate to see someone die suddenly like this, because it just, you never expect it. He seemed to be perfectly fine, healthy. I don't know when the last time you saw him, but I saw him within the last year and, you know, had regular conversations with a guy, but I just, one of the most down to earth people who had a high profile, you know, situation in sports, and yet you would never know that if you talked to him.
Absolutely. And he loved his cigars. He liked golf. He liked jazz. He liked the Jazz Crusaders, one of the great bands of the 70s that changed kind of jazz music, more of a soul, funky soul jazz band. He was big on that stuff. He just he liked to have a good time and hang out with his friends, you know, and he was with his buddies when he died. So, you know, that's the kind of guy he was. He was a regular guy. There were no pretenses with him, or you knew who he was the minute you met him. And just loved the guy, and I'm going to really miss him.
And once again, from everybody here, our condolences to the friends and family of Steve Rich. Steigy, let's move on to the Stanley Cup Final. And, man, it's just, it feels like it's, maybe this is just my thinking, but also what I'm reading, hearing, seeing, it feels like it's boiling down to, oh my God, is Connor McDavid not going to win the Stanley Cup again? That just seems to be the story. And what if he doesn't? And what if he never does, Steigy? You don't even know if he'll ever get back. How does that affect his legacy, in your opinion?
Well, it makes me sad, because I think a guy like him, you know, you kind of figure the greatest players like Mario and Sid, and those guys have a knack of winning the Stanley Cup. It's kind of like a rite of passage, too, for them to sort of put the cherry on top of their careers, whenever it happens. In Jagr's case, it happened when he was, you know, 2 years into the league, and never again, which is amazing if you think about it. But with Connor McDavid, part of me feels as though the fact that he went to Edmonton really hurt his chances. I mean, like, it kind of took a little bit away from it, because there's something about Edmonton and Alberta, you know, where it was a little tougher maybe for them to build a team. They had some really rough years there when they finally did get Connor McDavid, and even after they got him, they were having some issues. So I feel like, you know, you're always a victim of your team or your organization when you don't win. It's not like just your fault. But on the other hand, you know, he has one goal in the final. So there's a part of me that says there's another level he needs to get to if he's going to win this cup, and he hasn't gotten there this particular year. Now, he's such a great player, and I think he's going to be great for a while. I actually think he's going to win the cup someday. If he doesn't win it now, and I think chances are he won't, I still think he's going to win the cup. He's going to get back there again at some point, somehow, some way. He's going to play, you know, several more years, I think, and he's just a great, great player. So he'll find a way, but I do think he's somewhat of a victim of circumstance.
I'm not going to rule them out of winning the series yet. I've seen enough resilience from them, though, Steigy, over the playoff run here, that they've been down before, and they were down last year big, and they came back. I don't believe that they're out of it like a lot of people. I mean, Florida put on quite a road performance the other night. The bigger problem I think Edmonton has is, which goalie do they go to tonight? Because, you know, that's one area that they have been inconsistent, I guess, even though Skinner at times has been good. Pickard's been good, but Bobrovsky, you know what you're going to get with him. What are they doing goal?
Well, they're going with Stuart Skinner. He's playing tonight. So they're going back to him. And, yeah, it's kind of musical goaltenders there. They don't have that upper echelon goalie that like Florida has. I mean, Bobrovsky's a Vezina Trophy winner. He's been considered the best goalie in the game quite often here in the last 10, 12 years. So I think that's always been the edge for Florida. What was interesting is Florida has dominated this series in terms of time, you know, leading in games. They've led for 200 minutes, and The Edmonton Oilers have led for 33. I mean, it's been total domination for much of the games as they've played out. But then the Oilers seem to thrive on being able to come from behind. And maybe the Florida Panthers, they still haven't maybe developed the killer instinct that, you know, I remember the Penguins having when they won cups. It's like you knew when you had that foot on the snake, you weren't going to let them up. And I'm sensing that killer instinct is something the Florida Panthers have gotten better at here. And that's what concerns me about the Oilers being able to come back this time. Yeah, they were able to do it last year. They were down 3-0, and that was the Panthers' first cup. But I think when you get to the second year, you have a little better sense of, okay, boys, we got to get this job done now. You know, remember when Mike Sullivan has that great clip that they play as part of that highlight package before the games on the network where Sully says, all right, enough is enough. Let's get this thing done, he says, when they're in San Jose. I love that. You know, and that's kind of how the attitude has to be. And I think the Panthers now have the right character to pull that off now. Bobrovsky's unbelievable. Marchand, Sam Bennett's playing at a level that, it's just outrageous. Something tells me this is it. This is it for the Florida Panthers, because they realize, first of all, they have a better sense of how vulnerable they can be to the Edmonton Oilers' ability to come back. So they're going to be a little bit more on guard, I think, than they were maybe even last year. So that's the element I see right now going into this game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Paul Steigerwald on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can communicate with our dear friend Austin Bechtold on the Fan Text Line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Steigy, Brad Marchand is a pain in the ass. I want to say that out loud. He's got the most punchable... the most punchable face this side of Malzahn. But, man, everybody would like to have him on their team. And this stat from the other night from Chris Johnston. Brad Marchand joins Mario Lemieux as the only players in NHL history to score 5 goals in multiple Stanley Cup finals in the last 59 years. It's a hate watch, but it's also a respectful one for me. What comes to mind when I mention that name?
Well, what comes to mind for me is that he turned himself from a grinder into a star player, a Hall of Famer probably. And
I'd say not probably. I think first ballot.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, then you have the way that he transformed himself and made himself able to play with the likes of Sidney Crosby on a line when they won the World Cup a few years ago. He was his left winger. He was his line mate. So and now he's playing on a third line, which is amazing. And so you got a guy who really is a first line caliber. He's playing on a third line, which has been an unbelievable third line for the Florida Panthers. I mean, they're right now they're like what Jordan Staal and Tyler Kennedy and Matt Cook were for the Penguins in 09. I mean, they give you such an edge, or the HBK line for the Penguins. I mean, it's just a great advantage to have, and he's one of those guys. So he's able to play. If you think about it, he's a grinder with great skill, and he has a incredible ability to score goals. I mean, these goals he scored are beauties. You know, making great moves, driving to the net, you know, deking goaltenders. Just have to be really impressed with what he's done. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player.
And listen to these numbers, just to put it in perspective. These are Stanley Cup playoff numbers since he became an NHL player in 2010. In the playoffs, he's first in goals, second in points, second in plus minus, third in penalty minutes, interestingly, eighth in power play goals, but number one in shorthanded goals, and number one all time since 2010 in game-winning goals in Stanley Cup playoffs.
Wow. It's unbelievable. He's a winner, man. That's a, you know, he rises up.
Is that the best trade at a trade deadline we've seen?
That's a great one. It's just a great move, and it comes, you know, on the heels of what wasn't a great year for him. He was starting to look like he was losing a step. You know, he was running out of gas, and he's just been rejuvenated, which can happen when you get into an environment like that. And don't forget, when you're playing with a great team like that and you're now a depth player, you've got these other guys on the team that are sort of drawing a lot of the attention. And now all of a sudden, if you can get that, rekindle a little bit of that star quality that you had going for many years in a situation like this, you're catching teams off guard. They're just not ready for some of the things he can do. And, you know, he's got a great attitude. I think he's a great teammate. A guy you love to have on your team, a guy you hate for sure. And another thing about him is, you mentioned the shorthanded goals. Think about that, Bobby. How many times we've watched games between the Penguins and the Bruins where they use their best players to kill penalties. They would use Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand to kill penalties, which I think the Penguins have never done. And that's the one thing I've felt over the years that the Penguins have missed the boat on is using guys like that every now and then to kill penalties, because they can really catch you off guard. He's been able to do that even in the playoffs.
Great point.
Steige, I was watching an interview the other night. I think it was a WNBA team where a new coach came in maybe 5 years ago. I can't remember who it was, but this sort of translates to the Penguins for me, because the new coach came in at a time of transition for the team. And her first message to the team was, we do not this season measure ourselves in terms of wins and losses. It's got to be something else. We need to establish some other things here before we measure ourselves on that. That brings me to Dan Muse. And I want to know from you, I'm wondering about your first impressions of him and what you think the first thing or two he needs to establish in his first training camp and season, because it ain't going to be wins and losses for him either.
Well, there has to be a certain way to play that, you know, that is a foundation for success. And to me, the Penguins' DNA has always been offense, but that's something that comes when you get better quality players, when you're able to get back to that level of scoring a lot of goals. I think you can start with more of a defensive approach where you're trying to keep the puck out of your net. That, to me, is the number one thing, and I think that that's what he'll try to do. I think he'll try to get players to play the right way. He has the one benefit of, I don't know what the Penguins are going to do with Ryan Rust and Rickard Rakell, but Sidney Crosby's going to be there, and he's such a great role model, and he sets such a great tone for how you have to approach the business. I think he'll do that, and I think players better follow his lead. I don't see him wavering in any way in that regard. So he has that benefit of the captain to really kind of carry the message for him, and he's going to have to deliver a good, strong message himself in terms of showing how hard he works to incorporate the system that he wants to put in, which essentially should be one that gets the team playing better defensive hockey. Penguins had the third worst record defensively in the league last year. Generally, teams that are bad and don't win are bad defensively. He's got to find a way to see if he can make the Penguins a better defensive team, win or lose. And that can be done. And I think that's where you start.
Steige, Limits has a question on probably the biggest Penguin story of the past week. Limits?
Yeah, Steige, there was the report last week that Mario Lemieux, Ron Burkle, David Morehouse interested in buying back the Penguins. Do you think that this is a realistic possibility, and what would that mean for the Penguins and for Mario?
Well, I saw the story like everybody else. It was a tweet from Pierre LeBrun, and it felt like a trial balloon kind of a thing. Like somebody was throwing it out there to see what kind of reaction it would get. The most reaction that I think matters to me is what was Fenway's reaction, and their reaction is we're not selling it. You know, you can want to buy a team, but if the other guys don't want to sell it to you, it doesn't
we know
make a
all
lot
about
of
the Pirates in that regard, don't we?
Yeah, and I just don't think I think that the Fenway Sports Group people are honestly are trying to find minority investors to strengthen their, you know, their franchise. And I go by what they say. You know, I take their word, and you know, Teddy Werner is a guy who's pretty straight shooter, and you know, he has said that he believes that the Penguins are a huge community asset. They're the stewards of it, and they're going to continue to behave and work with their partners, you know, advertisers and season ticket holders, and they're doing all the stuff you do to run your business. They're doing it. It's not like they're sitting back and going, oh, let's wait and see, you know, who's going to buy our team now. I mean, they're grinding it out day after day to try to keep the business going and make the team better. So I go with that, and I respect that. And those stories can be distractions for people who are trying to run their business. If it's going to happen, obviously there's some good things about that. You know, you'd love to see Mario back in there, but at the same time, let's not get too caught up in tweets from Pierre LeBrun, because I don't see any other factors right now that would lead me to believe that's going to happen.
Yeah, I maybe Burkle needs something going on. You know, who knows? He may be the driving force of this kind of stuff. But I do think it's imperative that Mario Lemieux is back in that building, and they should do whatever it takes to make that possible because of everything he's meant for hockey. But I want to ask you about another legend of the game here, and that's Evgeny Malkin. I saw what Josh Yoey posted, and it seems natural, and I would have thought this anyway, that when he runs at the end of his contract that he's going to move on or they're going to move on. Do you think that's – and how will it look? Will they do a whole year-long tour like some of these guys have done before they leave, or will he want to keep playing?
That's a really good question, Bob. I saw that too, and I thought for a while this was going to be his last year anyway. So I didn't really put too much credence in the idea that he would go somewhere else and play. So I think this will probably be his last year in the NHL, and I do think that will immediately turn this season into kind of the Evgeny Malkin tour. You never know. I mean, Gino could just find another spark too. Like, he could have a heck of a year. It's not like he's completely washed up. So to me, it's sad in a way to know that it could be his last year and it's going to be like a goodbye tour. But at the same time, I think we've all kind of felt that this was going to be his last year with the Penguins.
Steigy, thanks for taking the time today. That was great. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, peace, Steigy.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Paul Steigerwald.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.